Can I just go back to Hannah and next year's country?
Next year country.
What does that mean?
Well, I've got a picture on the book here by A.H. Reginald Buller, and there's a photo of a man standing in a field of Marquess wheat. And it's the banner year, they call it 1915. So it used to be a saying in Western Canada that the best crop in Western Canada ever was 1915 and next year. That's the way the farmers always talked about, next year we'll get a crop, you know. And that's the basic psychology, that hope springs eternal. A farmer puts the grain in the ground in the spring and he hopes for a crop again. And they call it, next year we'll have a big crop. Because a lot of years we didn't get a big crop. Drought was a major, major problem in the agriculture of Western Canada. And in the livelihoods of people at Vancouver and Prince Rupert, Thunder Bay, and Churchill. That's a thing that I grew up with, was rain. We always look around through the sky. You just get that's inbred in you to watch the weather. And it had enormous impacts on people. In that area of Hannah, it's a big special areas area. And they homesteaded that 1907 to 1909. It's the latest area in Western Canada to be homesteaded. It should not have been homesteaded. Should never have been homesteaded, because it just, they had a Solanet soil there, which has a hard pan down about 6 inches, and the moisture does not permeate that hard pan. So what would happen in the spring when the moisture is there, it starts the crop going well, and then along come the end of June and early July, the hot winds would come by and the crop would wilt. So they put it all into pasture and into livestock, and they rotate. Of course, you had to grow some grain to reseed the pasture. So it was a real area to come out of the guts of Western Canada to find out how people lived. People actually died on homesteads in that area. It was so bad.